It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
That was I wasn't sure if my headphones cut out or the music cut out, but I guess the music cut out. That was AC/DC riding down the high. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. 800-848-WABC. I am just thrilled to welcome my old friend Susan Rochester Zaccone. I became acquainted with Susan when I was co-hosting a program called Liquid Lunch, and she was a big fan of the show. It was on Newsmax, and she would correspond with us from time to time. And lo and behold, she comes into the studio one day and she brings in the most incredible coleslaw that I've ever tried. And it turns out it was a healthy coleslaw. It was practically zero calories, no mayonnaise or anything. It was wonderful. It was delicious. I ate the whole container of it in no time. And I said, any woman that can make coleslaw like this is a friend of mine for life. Now she's branched out into the world of being a children's authoress and a whole bunch of other things. Gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome Susan Rochester Zaccone. Susan, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for getting up early for us.
Thank you so much for having me and that lovely introduction.
Well, so Susan, you are a renowned children's book author, and people can check out your book, your website, and some of the books at SusanRochesterZucconi.com. Rochester like the city, Z-U-C-C-O-N-I.com. You were not always a children's book author, though. You've been, as I mentioned, you've been in the coleslaw business. You've been in some other fields. How did you make this transition into becoming a children's book author?
I would say with my two boys, Frankie, who's going to be 46, and Michael, who's going to be 32, both in December, I decided I used to read them 10 books a night. I really did. I read 10 books a night to the kids. And I was like, you know what? If I'm reading, I could do this. And I started with the Crumb Grabbers series. And the Crumb Grabbers I made as pastry kids because everyone likes pastries. And they were a little unusual in appearance because they had pastry heads.
So the characters in your book, they're the Crumb Grabbers and they're pastries slash people.
Yes. And Crumb Grabbers because my kids always ate everything on the plate. So Crumb Grab. So the plate was always, you know, nothing on it left. So Crumb Grabbers.
I like it. I like it. Now, you mentioned that you started this last December.
Oh, no. My first published book was in 2014.
Oh, 2014. Got it. December 2014. And so who are the Crumb Grabbers?
Crumb Grabbers are Crumby, who is 8 years old, with his two sisters, Crumb Bun, who's six, and Crumb Cake, who is five.
One of the books that that you wrote that I think really resonates with people and some of the subjects being discussed these days is Crumb Bun Says No to Bullying. Tell me why you chose to focus on bullying with this particular book.
Well, all three of them are based on my childhood experiences, and the Crumb Bun Says No to Bullying was based on me always helping my friends with a bully situation. I always stood up to the bullies, and that was in my day. You know, we stood up to the bullies.
And is that what the character in the book does?
Yes. Crumb Bun has a situation on the playground. And at the end, I don't want to give the story away.
Sure, no.
But at the end, it's always a positive outlook. There's always a positive ending.
We're talking with Susan Rochester Zucconi. You could check out her website at Susan Rochester, like the city, Zucconi.com, Z-U-C-C-O-N-I. And the books on here are just terrific. Not only great stories, but brilliantly illustrated. And it makes a great gift for a child in your life, either your own or somebody else's. You, the illustrations, as I mentioned, are terrific. Who's the illustrator of these books?
Joshua Allen.
Joshua Allen.
He was, yes.
Great job.
See, my path in life was always helping others, being kind, encouraging children to read, to explore their minds, and learn about their own special talents.
Well, yeah, I think that's certainly on display with this Crumb Bun series. In the bullying book, just going back to the bullying for just a second, why do you think bullying has become such a problem in this country these days? What's going on with America's youth that bullying becomes such a frequent complaint?
I believe in my day it's for attention, whether they're not getting it at home, they're not. Like now, kids can't even play outside. They're stuck in their homes, and they need, you know, to escape, whether, you know, it's, you know, on TV, it's all nonsense. Well, I can't say all of it, but yeah, they're cooped up in the house. They need to get that energy out. So if they go to school twice a week, they're going to bully whether they are in school, outside, any situation.
Yeah.
They're just not feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, the three books are, in addition to Crumb Bun Says No to Bullying, you have The Crumb Grabbers Meet the Honeyloo Kids, and Crumbie's Carnival and Magic Show. They're available on the website, or you can purchase them at Barnes & Noble. So it's a terrific book for anybody that's interested in a children's book. Do you think that if an adult is interested in writing a children's book, that it's an easy thing to do? Do you have any tips for anybody in our audience that might want to become a children's book author? Susan? Oh, we lost her. All right, well, we'll try and reconnect with her. 800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. You know, I was listening to William Shatner and Joan Hanberg on her show on Sunday. Great interview, by the way, that with Joan Hanberg, and I'm the world's biggest Shatner fan, obviously. And they were lamenting how no one has landlines anymore. I cannot understand how no one has landlines. I just don't get it, because this is what happens. You're in a bad area, you get bad reception, and that's what happens. Susan, I think the next book should be Crumb Bun Gets a Landline.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So, Susan, what I was asking is, any advice for people in our audience that might want to write a children's book themselves and not necessarily know how to begin that process?
You could try with a submission, you know, write to different literary agents and or on your own. Self-publish your books. That's mostly the way it's going now, is everyone is a self-published author. And you just have to promote yourself. Promote. That's how I always did it. And then you're invited. That opens the doors. When you get to be published author, it opens the doors. You're invited to Barnes & Noble, children's hospices, elementary schools, other children's events. You get to be one-on-one with the kids.
So tell me about your new children's show, Sue's Creative Playtime Show. What is that? How can people watch it?
Oh, that was fun. Thank you for bringing that up. I started when the pandemic. I wanted children to have fun and feel special. So I started with the IGTV videos on Instagram. And then when I did a podcast and appeared on the Alexa show, Alexa Servadidio, she's well-known. She has a book out. She has her own show. She said, you know, your love for children is remarkable. I would love to sponsor you on our show on the White Plains Community Media cable television. I says, oh, that's wonderful. So that's what I've been doing, and I love it. We start with my theme song to make kids feel special, followed with a little stretching, which always prevents injuries, a little cardio, get your blood flowing and your heart pumping, followed by reading. I read a different story each time, then arts and crafts. We make a creative creation each time, and followed by a puppet show.
All right. So if people don't live in White Plains, is there a way for them to watch that online on YouTube or something?
Yes. Yes. You could go to White Plains Community Media and the website and just scroll down. It starts with A's and just scroll all the way down to S.
And
Sue's Creative Playtime Show.
Sue's Creative Playtime Show. And what motivated you to dedicate so much of your professional and creative life towards children? Clearly, you could be channeling a lot of your writing and production talents towards adults as well. Why do you choose to focus on children?
I just love children. I think that they should be always happy and have fun in their lives. You know, they could be adults later and all the problems, but as, you know, young children, enjoy their youth.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great attitude. We've been talking with Susan Rochester Zucconi. You can check out her website, SusanRochesterZucconi.com. Check out the books on there and learn a little bit more about her. Susan, it's always a treat to talk with you. Well, let's do this again soon.